Yeah, warriors, we're taking it down. Raise your voices and stand up this town. We're the champions of craft beer sport. Tolkien Audio, we hold down the fort.
This week, I'm here for the riot.
Yeah.
Was released an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary up here. It was broadcast on Wednesday night on TSN, then went on demand later on, or on YouTube if you knew where you were, where to look. I got to be honest with you, man. And for the good listener, you know, skip ahead a couple minutes if you haven't seen it yet. And you're, there's nothing to spoil. Like, we all know what happened.
Yes.
But if you don't want to hear about it, skip ahead about 5-8 minutes here. I was disappointed. I was looking for more of the details of the riot and less of the redemption story, right?
Because by human interest,
right? Because by the time we're about a third of the way through this, or about a half a way through this,
way earlier than I would have anticipated.
Yeah, we are done with the riot, and we are talking about the three or four people that they had found and interviewed who had taken part in it, and what it did to their lives. And we get into the psychology of what happens in a mob mentality, which I was fine with that being covered. Like, I thought that was an interesting part of the story. But it was so much more about that, right? How they were vilified on social media. And that, again, is an interesting element of it. It's very early in the social media era. You know, you're doing all these things and 100 people have their phones pointed at you. Twitter is now 2 years old, I believe, at the time, and it's catching steam, and people have a place to upload these pictures, which end up being used by the police and by other local organizations trying to organize, you know, send us your pictures. Let's, I don't know, man. I think it was a perfectly fine documentary. It just didn't focus on the anarchy as much as I had hoped it would. This turned out to be about something else.
Well, see, I agree with you. The footage, the sort of riot stuff, the riot focus portion ended way sooner than I would have anticipated, right? But it wasn't really, I guess at the end, it wasn't really a chronology of the riot.
Yeah.
It was really
a psychological
cause, yes, yeah, and effect, right? And
94 didn't get thrown in until like 8 minutes left. Like, by the way, this happened once before. You're like,
a really young Ian Hadamansing in there.
Yeah.
Still with his gorgeous jet black hair.
He had a couple spots in this thing and being interviewed. Whatever. Good for that guy. I
yeah.
like that guy.
Yeah, well, he's done all right. Good for you, kid.
He's been okay.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, I saw enough of the riot. Like, to me, it's a bit sickening.
Yeah.
Really, to see how that whole thing shakes loose, right? And to me, it was interest. There was enough interest in why this happens and how easily this happens, right? Like, to me, the idea of people egging on, the amount of people egging on somebody else to do something, and I get it. People are like, yeah, I'm a victim of this. That's which I felt was complete and utter bullshit.
It was a lot of that, though.
And you're like, you know what? Sorry, man. I've done shit. Lots of stupid stuff. Jumped off of things. Jumped into things. I've never really
just today.
Yeah, busted. You know, busted stuff. But I've done dumb things. 100%.
Right.
But at the end of the day, yeah, you get caught for that. You own that shit, and then.
Well, such a big part of the story is a lot of the things that you jumped into, jumped off of, stupid things you've done.
Yep.
Were pre-cell phone camera.
Yeah, 100%.
Me too, right? And so that was a part of this. They made this a big part of the story, was like, we are the first, you know, major riot or whatever that was captured by everyone, not just local news cameras that might be around, and then posted everywhere. And that is an interesting part of the story. I just didn't expect it to be as big of a part of the story. So, but you're right. There was a lot of victimization, right? Like, I, you know, were the people who harassed me on Twitter as guilty as I was?
Well, no, they're not.
No, not really. Like, they might be douchebags, but no, you did the thing. And now, yeah, you're going to be judged for it. Now, death threats, all that shit. Yeah, fuck off. Like,
But you have the one guy who was the pro mountain biker.
Yeah.
With his all his sponsorship, including Oakley, which is the one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, that's right.
He gets caught. Not caught. His buddy says, hey,
They got you.
Go stand in front of that burning car and I'll take your photo. And he's wearing an Oakley t-shirt.
Yep.
And oops. You're like, there's my sponsorship and it's gone. And that is, you have fucked up.
Yep.
Hugely. And he knows that. And he had to pay much more than normal Joe.
Yes.
Because he lost all his sponsorship. He lost a bunch.
He's an elite athlete building towards something and all of that. Now, your sponsorship, whether you're welcome at these events or this team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you paid big.
You also, if that's your deal and you have something on the go, I don't care if you're 21, 22, whatever you are, and you're young, you got to understand, man, eyes on the prize. You there's something bigger for you. But yeah.
Have you ever, I'm curious, and obviously you're not going to have attended anything quite like this, but have you ever been anywhere where you've like felt in that moment, like even if it's a group of 8 or 10 at a bush party in Norwood, where you're like, shit's about to turn.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sort of feeling that build and like, I could go either way here or not even that necessarily, but like, I see this is about to go bad and I have a decision to make right now, because I did find that, you know, they got experts on this stuff on this documentary talking about this mob mentality. You get swept up in it. If it feels like everyone's doing it and then it feels like those who aren't doing it are cheering you on, you'll go. Like, have you ever sort of been in anything?
See, there used to be a thing. I've been in multiple, whether it's pit parties, all kinds of places, bars where bad stuff has happened.
Right.
There used to be a thing in Hastings County.
Sure.
So slightly east and south of Norwood. where they would
ever. South of 7. Nothing bad happens south of 7.
Ever. North of 7, south of 7. Like, which is it? Pick your spot, man. When you pick your spot. But we used to go every year on the long weekend on the Sunday night. They would have a big shaker that started at midnight on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Monday, the holiday Monday afterwards. So May long weekend, July 1st, August long weekend, and Labor Day. Every Sunday night, gates would open at midnight, and it would just be a huge thing. There was a band playing in the middle, but it was, there'd be thousands of people there.
Right.
And it would just be carnage and chaos.
Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
That's what some of this gave me the vibe of.
Yeah.
Man.
And so I'm at one of these, and I'm 18 maybe.
Yeah.
And, you could feel whatever was happening. You feel a bit of the anger and the tension in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Couple fights broke out. Somebody got stabbed. I actually came home with the blood of the guy on my jacket. I was wearing my Ontario championship.
Because I stabbed him.
It is on my right arm. It's all those things. But he actually brushed by me as I was in the vicinity.
Right.
But it was, you feel that. Everybody understands that, where it's like a temperature drop. And you're like, and things just.
This could go either way right here.
Things feel different.
Yeah.
And you just sort of go, it's got that sort of prehistoric thing in the back of your brain, which goes fight or flight.
Yeah.
You should be doing one of them right now.
Right.
And so, that's the one that sticks out to me. As soon as you say that, that's the one where I feel, because I've been in a pile of places where there's fighting in the street post Barclays. but it's usually that's sort of followed by there's a festive atmosphere.
Sure.
One or two people are fighting and you're trying to stop fighting or, you know, whatever, but you're just sort of like, hey, you know, fuck you. Hey, who are you here with? I'm with those guys. All right, well, fuck you. But there is moments like that. And I think of the Hastings Howl that one time, and it was for sure. And somebody got stabbed. Now he didn't die, but
yeah. So, you know,
you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it. And when you look at that video of, and it's these people with, they're just, and they talked about it a lot, right? When that thin veneer of civility is removed.
Right.
How easily and how quickly people turn to.
Well, there's a quote, right? One of them was like, what are we now if if it can be stripped away from us this quickly, right? Or I can't remember the exact quote, but there is a moment in there where one of the people's at, like, just, it didn't take much to get us all to forget that we're running a society here, right? Like, let's break some shit. Let's, one of the guys who was interviewed, having been part of it, he said there was nothing more to it other than a couple of people were trying to flip over a car, and he goes, that looks awesome. And he goes running towards it. And you're like,
I want to be part of that.
Right. I'm going to help flip this car.
Yeah. I want to be part of that.
I want to steal something. Everyone else is already inside this department store, and I forget what he's like. He stole some chips and something else.
He stole a handbag, maple syrup, and maple syrup, a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. And he went outside, smashed the maple syrup.
On video.
Yeah. And kept the chips.
I hope they were smoky bacon.
Everything was smoky that night, for sure.
For sure.
The girl they were talking to, she had, you know, the windows were already smashed, so she reached in, grabbed some shirts, turned around, there's 100 cameras in her face, and so she threw the shirts on a bench. And you're like, but for that moment, like, I was willing to take them. I was...
Yeah.
And she said, like, what I went through afterwards in terms of people naming and shaming, like, the replies on some of the tweets were, those shirts were never going to fit her anyway or whatever. Like, man, like, some...
Yeah. Well, like, the one... More social media, if you want, it was the one guy saying, I'd still tap that, though.
Yes.
Fuck that bitch, but I'd still tap that.
Right. Like, and so
okay, that's social media. It is, in a nutshell.
For sure. But yeah, I guess as far as it being a documentary, it just focused on things I wasn't expecting. And it's not that those things weren't worth exploring. I just was more interested, I guess, in this culture is going to be overstating it. But this has happened twice, right? 94 and 2011, you lost a hockey game. And they did talk about, like, it was almost being teed up. Like, if we lose, we riot.
The police were upset with CBC and CTV
for presenting this is what happened last time.
Yeah, we don't want this to happen again, but that it was whetting the appetite of the people.
And one or two of the rioters that they interviewed had said, like, we almost felt like go downtown because we're either going to have a party or we're going to riot.
And well, the one angry-faced young dude who's like, well, we fucking lost, and the only thing left now is violence and monetary goods.
That was it. That's right. And I'm like, it's so easy sitting outside of it 13 years later, having not been a part of it, but watching them chant "fuck Boston" as they're destroying their own city.
Yeah,
and you're like, is nobody
understanding this?
Like, I understand your mood will have soured a little or cooled a little, but get on a flight to Boston. Go chant fuck Boston there and destroy things. What are you doing? Destroy your own city.
That would have a totally different outcome.
I'd almost be like, good for you. That's a level of spite I can't get
that
to.
That is a commitment level that is beyond me. It's beyond me for sure.
Yeah.
And it does come down to, I get it, but the amount of angry young males. And so there was two women they followed as well as three males.
Yep.
But without fail, it's angry young dudes yelling and setting shit on fire. And, you know, women are stealing things. They're there for the party. But it's just, it's a culture of, just angry young guys.
At any point, as you were watching, you know, the second half of this and they're talking to these people and what they went through, any empathy, any Zero. Sympathy?
No.
Yeah, I got to be honest. There were moments where I was like, all right, that's a little over the top. Like,
the death
threats and stuff like that. But yeah.
The guy who served jail time for the 90 for his part in the 94 thing.
Yeah.
Who was actually at the 2011 game in the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a guy who said, yeah, I deserve to serve jail time for my behavior. And he's like, I got no sympathy for these people.
Yeah.
They did. Their actions, they gotta account for that.
I guess it circles back to my disappointment, if you want to call it that, but in how much attention was paid to the social media part of it, that never before had we seen a sports riot like this captured from so many cameras, so many websites pop up, so many Facebook groups pop up with nothing more to them than upload all your pictures here. Let's start naming and shaming people.
Yep.
And so I have no real sympathy for the fact that you did this and got caught.
Right.
But you probably wouldn't have foreseen this many ways of getting caught, right? That had never happened before. It reminds me a little, it wouldn't have been that far. Was it 2010 we had the G8 in Toronto, and there was all that protesting and rioting, and
yeah, I can't remember,
but it was in that same general time frame, and same thing, like they had been saying for weeks, just don't be downtown, like this is gonna be a mess, half the downtown core was fenced off,
yeah,
and of course people showed up, and there are often you know, shit disturbers who show, especially for something like
professional,
the G8. Yes.
Professional. Like people from all over the world. Professional,
right.
Shit disturbers.
And they tried to sell some of that as being what happened in Vancouver. That's not what happened. Like this documentary didn't even touch on the idea that this was sparked by.
Thank you very much for not doing that.
Right. But Vancouver hockey fans for a long time have said, this is not our city. And to be fair, they did point at the end of it, like, look how many people showed up the next morning voluntarily to clean up and stuff like that. But it is interesting that it was
outrage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that. Like, I get why people would show up to go, this is the second time this has happened in 17 years.
Right.
I'm
over a hockey game.
I'm tired of this shit.
Like, you and I are as passionate about hockey as anybody.
Yeah.
I go out on my balcony and curse and cry a little on a microphone about my team losing. I'm
big Chili Willy's coming down his face.
Right.
That's, he does it at home in the dark and by himself.
Right. Feel shame and and
move on
and drink and but rarely go out and break things, at least nothing that doesn't belong to me.
just my heart.
Yeah, well,
and this is it, and you're like
shattered.
What are you doing
so were you, I'm like I said, I it's probably just because I had different expectations. I was disappointed in the doc.
I was satisfied with the
doc.
Okay. Yeah. And now tell me something, and I'm going to expose myself here.
Oh God.
And I'm willing to, in terms of my question here, and you can tell me if I'm way off base or not. With the whole empathy and the feelings and all that, do you think that
nothing
comes down
more
to
than feeling
to having two female film producers do this? Do you think that
you mean the frame that they put on it? Maybe.
Or am I just a?
I felt like at the end they tried really, really hard to make a happy ending out of this. Right. Some of the quotes that were thrown in at the end. Hey, look at the other people who came to clean it up. It was like a desperate attempt by ESPN, owned by Disney, to put a Disney ending on it. And so,
which doesn't belong.
I didn't feel like it needed to be there. Like, when I'm saying I was disappointed by the amount of dissection done on the people afterwards and they're telling their stories and trying to give them sympathy, I have time for the psychological story. I would have been more interested if they'd have spent the next part of it talking about the mob mentality. What happens to us in those moments? Not
which they brushed up against.
They touched on it a little, but not near as much as how hard my life has been since then. Well, sorry, right? Like, again, I have a little sympathy. I have a little empathy, but they leaned into it so hard that I was kind of, no, you're almost turning me back off these people, right? Like,
Well, because they're not deserving of all that much empathy, right?
People do grow up. People do learn. Uh-huh. People do change. You talked about the guy from 94 who had been through it, was a part of that one, refused to engage again in 2011. So you can grow and learn.
Yep.
And that was worth touching on, but that's like half the doc was how hard life got for these people. And that, well, I didn't need that
much
of that.
And the one female who was saying, I went into a life of addiction. And and she did say, I can't say whether the riot did or didn't.
Right.
But you kind of get the impression.
It's part of my story.
And
I want to, it's important to me to put that out into your.
Yeah. And you're like, you already said you were well on the way.
Yeah.
Guess what, sister? That like, it's you are not the victim here. And so I'm sorry that you paid for, you were at the front end.
Yep.
You know, you're sometimes when you're at the front end of the wave, sometimes you ride the wave, sometimes you get crushed by the wave and you just happen to be on that wrong side and you did dumb shit.
Yeah.
And you got to pay for it. Right. So I think it's a really thin veneer of civility we have. That is the big takeaway, how easily it is to get swept away by that. And I believe that. And I'm not saying.
And that's timely right now.
Yeah.
To be reminded of that. That
well.
It doesn't take much to get us to lose our humanity.
Right. And somebody talked about, the social media shaming and how it's no different than the people in the Middle Ages, right? You'd walk your criminals
before
through the street.
We had a real legal system. It's let everybody get a look, spit on them.
Punch
like,
them.
Yeah.
Pitch, you know, rotten food at them, whatever. Right. It was like.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame.
The shame bell. It's too bad we don't have that anymore. Yeah. But yeah, that this idea of public shaming is
been around for a long
forever.
Time.
As long as people have been living on.
And part of it makes us feel superior. I get to sit back here, point at you and go, I wouldn't have done that.
Well,
I'll do something else stupid later, yeah, but I didn't
well,
do that.
I'm going to do something stupid when nobody's looking.
Right.
Right? And yep. That is the thing is we, it, and the guy talked about it coming from a place of good, mixed up as the result may be, the outing of people yeah. and the shaming is the, hey, who's this guy? It's this guy right here, right?
Yep.
But whether you look at the, man, I just finished reading a couple books, and it doesn't matter how many times I do it, right? The treatment of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, we'll just talk about Nazi Germany, right?
But yeah.
How easy it is to go
great there.
How is easy it is to go, you know what? I wouldn't normally do that, but you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
And how it just becomes easier to go, well, they're not looking at me. They're going to look at that guy. So let's put, it's just, yep. It's the mob mentality in how easily people, until it comes them, until yeah. it becomes them.
What's the old, they came for the, and I did not. I said nothing, and they came for whatever, and then they came for me.
Like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
If you tolerate this, your children will be next. That's always the quote that comes for me, right? Yeah. So it had a Lord of the Flies feel to it.
Yep.
It just so, yeah. It, to me, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
And I would not I'm not saying to anybody else, don't watch it. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying it was focused on something
yeah.
I didn't expect it to be focused on. So but it's called I'm Here for the Riot. It's on, if you're listening in the U.S., it's on ESPN+. Plus. It was a 30 for 30 doc. Here in Canada, it's on TSN Plus. They'll be replaying it on TSN a bit. And fuck it. I'll put the link to the illegal YouTube one in the show notes.
All right.
I'm a man of the people.
I'm all about that.
Get there fast because it probably won't be up long.
Yo, get a warriors and you can get down. Raise your voices and stare at this town. We're the champions of crap beer.